WMFO in Medford. Sky by here. It's 8 o'clock. On my way in, I found out that Ranking Roger from the English Beat passed away. Don't know how it happened. It was literally on the way in. I jumped on the computer quick for a minute and saw that news. So I'm going to start this set with something a little different. I'm going to play a English Beat song. For those who don't know, the English Beat were a ska punk band in the late 70s. Probably into the early 80s, they were a pioneer, really, in the ska punk movement. And so here's a little English Beat for you for the passing of Ranking Roger.
Listen to you, kid. I told you never really. had come in. She lets me discover her treasures within. Oh, Magdalena. Yes, it is. My Magdalena. How can I explain when she takes me with the velvet hands? She wipes my brow.
That is the newest from Little Billy Lost, called My Magdalena. Actually, I think that is a Willie Niles song. It's a cover, fine version of that. Before that, we had Lily Black with Take the Crown, Laura Jane Grace and the Devouring Mothers with Reality Bites off their CD Bought to Rot. Started with the English Beat. Of course, the song was Best Friend. The passing of Ranking Roger played that for him. The Laura Jane Grace and Devouring Mothers tune, Reality Bites. A lot of times I go see shows and there are bands that I don't know a whole lot about, or sometimes nothing at all, and I'm rather impressed with them. And Laura Jane Grace used to front against me. I think she still does. I think this Laura Jane Grace and the Devouring Mothers is a bit of a side project, but I saw them open up for the Dropkick Murphys a few years ago. I didn't know much about them. I'd heard the name against me. I had known maybe one or two of their songs. I was quite impressed, and I became a fan of that band and obviously the spinoff, Laura Jane Grace and Devouring Mothers. And also, I went to see Bob Mould a while back, and this band called the Screaming Females opened up. And I knew nothing about them. I just happened to be there early. A lot of times, when you don't know the opener, you don't go until you know the headliner's coming on. And it varies, but this time I got there early enough to see him, and I thought they were pretty good. Got their CD, their latest CD, I should say. So I'm going to play something off of that. Okay, these are the Screaming Females. Thank you. great band. Those are the Interrupters. The song's called Broken World off their Fight the Good Fight. They're a band that I saw open for the Boston. Speaking of openers, and them, I forget where, but I did know their music, had not seen them. I basically went to the Boston show because I knew they were opening for it. So, and I thought they kind of blew me away live. And I've seen them since on their own at the Paradise, and I would certainly catch them anytime they came around. Before that, Carissa Johnson and the Cure-Alls with her new single, Something Good. Screaming Females, Glass House off of All at Once. Going to play something now by a guy named Gary Clark Jr.
It was a spot.
All right, 837 WMFO in Medford. Sky Bar here. That was Brad Marino with Come On, Come On, Come On. He has a CD coming out next month, which is in a few days. He has a release party at, I believe it's Sally O'Brien's within the next couple weeks. I'll let you know a lot more about that next week. Before that, the Runouts with Straw Man. Crunch Time with Outsourced. Gary Clark Jr. with When I'm Gone off This Land. That Gary Clark Jr. song has a, album I should say, has a song, This Land, the title track, which I'd like to play, but it's got a couple bombs in it, so I can't. But it's a pretty direct shot at what's going on in today's country and Donald Trump, but I can't play it. But, you know, I'm not a Trump guy. I think we all know that. Anyways, when I have no guest in here, I kind of bang the tunes out. There's no one here to bounce ideas off of how's your week going and all that. I'm here to play some music. And right here, this is something by the Street Dogs.
This is Nate Bowman from Calis 2 Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
about the finest thing I ever did see. I asked if I could have one when I grew up. Mama dropped a dozen eggs, man, she really blew up. She really blew up, and I didn't understand. Mama said the pistol was the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. Mama said the pistol was the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. Mama said the pistol was the devil's right hand. Pistol was a cap and ball Colt. Shoot as fast as lightning, but it loaded mighty slow. It loaded mighty slow, and I soon found out it can get you into trouble. It can't get you out. Then I went and bought myself a Colt 45. Called the peacemaker, but I didn't know why. I didn't know why, and I didn't understand. Mama said the pistol was the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. Mama said the pistol was the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. Mama said the pistol was the devil's right hand. Game in a company town. Caught a minor cheating and I shot the dog down. I shot the dog down and I watched the dog fall. Never touched his holster, never had a chance to draw. The trial was in the morning, they dragged me out of bed. They asked me how I pleaded, not guilty I said. Not guilty I said, you got the wrong man. Nothing touched the trigger but the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. Nothing touched the trigger but the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. Mama said the pistol was the devil's right hand.
we hope that you are. Living in a society that's maybe heading for Mars. We're down here, we still have a shower. Bastards leading the charge. Outside it's 1933, so I'm hitting the bar. And I don't know what's going on. Taking your house, burning down for the dawn.
Guys having fun? I am. I don't know. The Bouncing Souls. That was Writing on the Wall. Before that, Frank Turner, 1933. Jet Black Motorcade with a Steve Earle cover. The Devil's Right Hand. And the Street Dogs with Never Above You, Never Below You. Gonna play something by the Von Trapps. Time's clicking here, but I'll be back one more time to say see ya. Here are the Von Trapps. All right, kids, that was Bad Religion with Popular Consensus, the Von Trapps, What's Your Name? It's 856 WMFO in Medford. I'm out. I'm going to leave you with one from Worshipper, who have a new CD coming out in a couple months anyway. They're getting pretty big. They're touring quite a bit. And this is from their last release, which was titled Shadow Hymns. But they have new stuff, as I said, coming out in a couple months. Worshipper, see you next week. Peace.